we're talking about the history of humanity and how we have been influenced, and it's like we deserve to know that, and we deserve the technologies that are being suppressed.
We're being exposed to only so much information. We're not being fully educated. There's a difference.
What percentage of UAP sightings, in your belief, go unreported by our pilots?
I would estimate we're somewhere near 5% reporting, perhaps. 5% reporting.
There isn't anything, 5%. Then why the push to cover it up? Then why the
We must
push
guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
By then, I had already accepted this new paradigm of there being, as Senator Inouye said, and I'm quoting, there's a secret government with its own Air Force,
its own Navy, its own fundraising mechanism, and the ability to pursue its own ideas of the national interest, free from all checks and balances, and free from the law itself. Free from the law itself.
Hello, and thanks for tuning in to the It Can't Be a Joke podcast. Our mission is to expose the true history and technologies that have been suppressed from the masses for all too long. This is a consciousness movement, meaning the more people that are aware and spread the word, the faster the movement spreads and we can declare our freedom from the military, banking, oil, pharmaceutical, telecommunications, and every other industrial complex that uses its money and influence to program humanity as their time slaves.
We use this as an opportunity to not only expose the corruption in our country and world, but to also discuss the practices of spirituality, meditation, and consciousness as we seek to crack the riddles of our brains, emotions, and higher selves. Let's blast off.
Let's.
Hey guys, it's Melissa and Kevin here with a very important update. We are officially announcing the It Can't Be a Joke Revolution with a list of our initiatives that align with our mission. So if you follow our ideas, if something piques your interest, or if you're inspired to learn more and seek the truth, then you should join the Rational, Transparent, Common Sense Society of America. Join us in this humanitarian and spiritual movement. We're hoping for global consciousness and acknowledgement of the issues our world faces at large. And this is a movement that is open to everyone. Everyone's welcome.
The topics that we discuss are meant to be analyzed and examined, dissect it and dive into it. And we really want people to do research and come to their own conclusions about some of the things that we talk about. I know a lot of it can be a lot all at once. And it's meant to be researched. It's meant to be taken in small doses. But every post that we do, especially on X, because it's just a never-ending conversation, every post, every article, every podcast has its purpose and its underlying message. So we really want people to dive into these subjects themselves. And we hope that it fosters your curiosity so that you then go have these conversations with people too about, you know, our history long, long time ago, but also the history that's happened within the past 100 years, which is pivotal. I loved ancient history for so long because it's so fascinating. But then when you also look really deeply at everything that's happened within the past 100 years, it will blow your mind. We believe that our elected officials on both sides have failed tremendously. While there's some good on both sides, there is so much corruption in other parts of the parties, and people are bought out. You know that. You've known that forever. Long story short, the left and the right need to come together to see the bigger picture, because that's the future that we want. With the initiatives that we're going to talk about right here, this would be a future that's great for everybody. But right now, with the way that it's heading, it's pretty scary. Through lies, deceit, propaganda, censorship, institutionalized education, they have waged war upon us, upon the American people, pitting left versus right in a psychological war. And it's not right. And if you've listened to the podcast, we go over all the operations from the CIA to brainwash and manipulate the masses. The arguments and narrative they are spreading is all by design. They they want you arguing about global warming and climate change. They want you arguing about abortion. They want you arguing about gun rights to divide you. In reality, all the people, we really don't have too many differences. We're asking for all Republicans and Democrats, left and right, to join together to go after the true enemy, which is the elitist corporatocracy that has plagued the entire world.
Here are the initiatives that we believe would create a more just world and would benefit all of humanity.
The first initiative that we have is Zero Point Energy and making that free and available for all of humanity to use.
Number two is the complete and total destruction of human trafficking and slavery, prosecuting the corrupt evil organizations from the top down. Three, Child Protective Services termination and complete investigation, transparent, non-corrupt organizations to assist families with absolute last resort of removing a child from their parents. Four, put an end to solar engineering, stratosphere aerosol injection, and weather manipulation of all forms.
Number five would be to abolish the CIA, FBI, and NSA and implement new systems that have transparency and where the people know what's going on. We do not believe that everyone in the CIA, FBI, NSA is evil. Absolutely not. We think the majority of them are good. But there is a covert group inside of some of these organizations that need to be brought under control.
No more paying for debt to the banks and a total rework of the loan system, freeing all from the stranglehold that they have on our livelihood and communities with a system that keeps you paying debts for your entire life. Just make it easier and plausible to pay off debts.
Number seven, we believe that there should be no martial law. And if the military comes knocking at your door, ordering you to go to a FEMA camp or to go fight in a war that you do not believe in, you can kindly refuse. We are citizens of this earth, not to a totalitarian regime who is controlled solely through military power. We do not, if it comes to that, we kindly refuse and advise others to refuse.
Number eight, Native American reservations should be rebuilt to full self-sufficiency. They should be the first to get zero point energy, really. As well, they should get assistance provided, food, water, electricity, assistance for substance abuse and programs set up for that. And other initiatives include land size of reservations increased, and Bill Gates farming land in Nebraska and across the country reclaimed and given back to citizens who really want to do farming and good for humanity.
True farming.
True farming.
With real weather.
Yeah, real weather.
With natural weather from above.
Real sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Number nine, no privatization of vast amounts of land or farmland by any single individual. Let's go back to some of the billionaires like Bill Gates who are buying up mass amounts of land, building bunkers under them. You got people all over the, celebrities, moguls, oligarchs all over the place who own so much of the world's land. They claim that we're overpopulated. So no privatization of any lands from single individual in vast amounts of land. We're talking thousands of acres of land. It's just, it doesn't seem like anyone needs that much land.
No. Speaking of, number 10, no patenting of seeds for companies like Monsanto. And number 11, whistleblower protection always.
We have, as we have done research, we have, it's really mind-boggling the amount of people who come out and speak out against corruption and who are then suicided or murdered and made to look like a suicide. Whistleblowers, if there is corruption going on, they should have every avenue to freedom of their of speech to raise awareness, because they are trying to better humanity by bringing out corruption that's going on. So whistleblower protection always is extremely important.
And probably rewriting the NDAs, the non-disclosure agreements, might be a good idea too.
Yes, especially for military industrial complex employees. Point number 12, veterans deserve the highest of quality of care and compensation. The facilities that are currently in place are, as most people know, pretty terrible. Most government institution places that you can walk into, you know, the postal service, whatever, they're outdated completely. And it makes you wonder, because most of our tax dollars are not going to fix those places. They are, as we know, a lot of it being funneled to the military industrial complex. Our president Eisenhower warned us of the military industrial complex. Point number 13, all organized religions need to start paying taxes. There should be no more separation of church and state, because we see how corrupt that is. They need to start paying taxes. We have nothing against religion. People can choose to worship and do whatever they want, but I don't think that these institutions should be raking in all this money and not have to pay any taxes on it. It's not right. Also, for religions or institutions that are involved in crimes against humanity, they can't use religion as a scapegoat. People need to be held accountable for their actions and for how we have gotten to this place on our planet in 2024.
Number 14, all women's rights are decided upon by women, not men. And number 15, no more federal taxes or a severe drop in taxes owed to the military-industrial complex money laundering machine.
Point number 16 is the abolition of secret societies, Skull and Bones, Illuminati, Freemasons. Now, I know that that's a large task, but I think the main thing that people need to be aware of is that they are there.
And it trickles all the way down from the top, the elite, in all the way down into your communities, your local government.
Exactly. And we don't think that people who are in it, the Freemasons, let's use them for an example, because that's the only example. They may be in it for business networking, or, you know, they're trying to meet people for work, whatever. They want to be a Freemason. Those aren't the people that are the problem, obviously.
No.
It's the higher up the ladder you go, there is deceit and evil that you can't even imagine.
You have to be high up enough to know all the secrets.
Yes. There's the farther up that ladder you climb, it's a lot. We have an article about it, but we advise everyone to start researching those groups. Skull and Bones is another one. That's a Yale club. Mm-hmm. And
these societies groom people for the CIA, basically.
That's what we've noticed. How many people of power recently in our past history were in Skull and Bones? They have many people of high places of power. You have George Bush. You have John Kerry, many others who were in the boys club there that made boys club decisions that were deadly and terrible for the planet. That's the truth. That's the truth right there. When you look into it, oh, well, we're going to be in our little clique and we're going to make these decisions and we're going to rule the world.
Mm-hmm. Number 17, no draft. It's outdated, unlawful, and unconstitutional in 2024. It has been forever. We don't need wars in this day and age.
We really don't. These wars are all fought by a bunch of lunatics.
And when you understand the technology they have, it sounds like they're just creating more chaos and distraction because of the power and manipulation they have.
They want these wars, and they want to depopulate. That's what it is. Why else aren't they reinforcing the power grid? It's back to it. The draft, outdated, unlawful. We need to protect our homeland here. So if there's something that happens in this country, we need all of our soldiers here with their families ready to fight. That's what it comes down to. We do not need to be in another world war over in Europe, in the Middle East, in Africa, anywhere. We belong over here. Mm-hmm. Number 18, make public the truths being hidden by the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, you name it, any three-letter organization. We want the truths for UFOs, for zero-point energy, for humanity's past and history, the true history, and other events such as 9/11, JFK. There's so much that we are still being covered with the veil by. It's time for people to know the true history of what's been going on for the past 100 years, especially the past 30 to 40, for a lot of us that have lived through a lot of these events.
And a lot of those events have been funded by the world banks. So number 19, abolish the Federal Reserve, the central bank, and all ties to the World Bank. They're the ones in charge of where the money goes, how it flows. Your tax monies go to the military industrial complex. These are private organizations, which is important for people to understand. They're in control of government funding. That's funding for public schools, etc. So they control it all.
They rule the world. Mm-hmm. That's part of the whole control over everything, keeping you in debt till you're 60. You know, for some people are still in debt till the day they die. But you can't pull on your 401k until you're 60 if you make it that far. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Why is that even put up in place? It just doesn't make sense.
No.
Then they tax you on it, then they penalize you on it. Cutting it out.
Considering it was built on a foundation of debt, our dollar doesn't go very far. At all.
The foundation of debt is what keeps everyone as time slaves on this planet. Literally. Because you need to, because you still need to pay off all of your bills. And if you don't, you're going to get evicted. It's 9 to 5 time slave is what's happening.
Yeah.
And it's not right. Because where is all this money going for? Where is it going to? Mm-hmm. Who are these rulers? Who are these leaders? Who are these bankers? That's the question you need please be asking yourself is, who are these people? And why do they have so much power? We're all human. They ain't any better than us. Sorry, my Nebraska came out a little bit right there. But number 20, and we love this one because this is what we do. It's freedom of journalism and freedom of speech and disbandment of the mainstream media for censorship, propaganda, collusion, brainwashing, media manipulation. Once again, you name it. Mm-hmm. With their accomplice, the CIA. Mm-hmm. We've talked about in our podcast before the Operation Mockingbird. Well, I don't need to go into it before. It's okay. Freedom of speech is what makes this country so great. Being able to express yourself and being able to research and make music, whatever you want to do, but you should be able to research and present your findings without fear. Freedom of speech is one of the most important things that needs to be protected and implemented worldwide, in our opinion. But that's, that's a whole nother.
Yeah.
But number 21. So there's a lot of theories out there that they want to depopulate the world. And as when we say they, we mean the powers that be, these corrupt secret societies that we talked about earlier, that they want to depopulate the world, that we're getting too... There's too many of us. We're using too many resources. If they want to depopulate so bad and cut it by 90%, 10% of humanity is only around anymore. If that's what they wanted, or even half, whatever their end goal is, why don't they do it the humanitarian way? Let's just throw this scenario out there. If you want to depopulate, why don't you pay people to get vasectomies and
hysterectomy?
If you want to depopulate so bad, why don't you pay people to get a vasectomy or a hysterectomy? Let's just throw out a number there, $20,000 a year. And then they take that on, whatever. Hey, they didn't want to have kids, or maybe they were questioning it, but they want $20,000 a year. That would be a normal way to do it. Mm-hmm. That's freedom of choice. Why isn't that even presented?
Because they're not giving us freedom of choice.
Loons.
They are keeping so much information secret because they want to turn us into robots or whatever.
Well, they yeah, they want to get the digital ID. They want to get you a chip in your body. It's going to happen soon or later. You have to understand that.
And then they'll have part full cyborg. Then they'll have full control, because if they are controlling whatever grid we're on, and you've got electronic stuff controlling things, it's not freedom.
Not at all. And it's scary. It's controlling. It's spying. It's tracking you. Do you want that? I don't want that. I don't think anyone wants more government in their life at this point. Point number 22, restore the power to the states and their militias. Once again, this country cannot be taken over when you have a united 50 states with united militia who's ready to protect their neighbors. But the power that's been given to the federal government is beyond any of our possible imaginations with these small group of people, what they control. We need to take that power back, because it's way out of hand. So either way, the power needs to go back to the individual person and the states.
Thanks so much for tuning into the It Can't Be a Joke podcast. We hope you're enjoying the conversation as much as we are. And if you're anything like Kevin and me, you love a good band tee or some road trip merch to represent. The It Can't Be a Joke merch shop is officially open. Support this humanitarian mission and grab yourself a beanie, a Tesla tee, you know, the real zero-point energy Tesla.
The GOAT!
And if you haven't already, follow us on X. That's where we like to do most of our blasting off. But we're also on Rumble, YouTube, and Instagram. Feel free to shoot us a message on X for sponsorship or partnership opportunities. We are looking to work with people who share our core values and advocate for real change. Now, back to the episode.
Number 23, no more spying on citizens through telecommunications, your phone, your television, whatever else, 5G, all of that stuff needs to go away. With zero point energy, we don't need any of that. I mean, it's so unnecessary, and it's just there to spy and control you.
It's kind of everything that you own has a listening device on it. Even when your phone's off, from what we've heard, yeah, from some people that have researched this, it's the technology. You have security systems that are all hardwired to the system too, cameras all over your house. Point number 24 is we set up a direct democracy. This is the oldest form of democracy that there is. This goes back to ancient Greece. This is where every citizen gets a chance to vote on all the laws and issues that are trying to be passed. You see overnight, you know, a 1,000 pages of a new law legislation book get passed overnight. No one knows even what happened. They didn't read it over. It's not the way that laws should be made. We don't have any decision in what's going on. It's all decided by these politicians that so many of them, you know, are bought out. They're not looking out for the best interests of the people. Obviously, it would be broken up into, you know, the majority of people aren't going to be voting on what a farmer does with their land, because they're not, that would be a different kind of, you know, it, broken up into certain segments, but then there's overall laws that everyone would vote on. Paper ballots. And, you know, there's obviously so much that would need to be put into place there. But direct democracy, every person gets to vote. You can still have officials who do the whole thing at Capitol Hill. We don't care. They're not actually going to be voting on the bills. They're just trying to work through whatever. There's a lot that could go into it. But giving the people the chance to vote on everything we think is crucial. Mm. Direct democracy.
Yes.
Number 25, release all knowledge of UFOs, extraterrestrial life, and the truth of humanity's history and our influence. Make sure that we release that for people to know. People deserve to know the truth. It's been way too long at this point.
Number 26 is free healthcare for all, where Western and Eastern medicinal practices are covered and all medications are affordable. This also includes breaking down the pharmaceutical industrial complex, which has been in a marriage with the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, which is in desperate need of Reconstruction, starting with the food pyramid and SAD, the standard American diet.
I don't understand how anyone wouldn't be able to get on board with that.
Right. And when you think about the Food and Drug Administration, pharmaceuticals, and all of that stuff that's going to help you cure a illness or something, maybe it's from chemicals they put in food or contamination. I mean, there's so many regulations that they just slip past through that it's actually illegal. And then you have to go to the pharmaceutical companies and get medication. You have to go to the drug aisle at the grocery store. Like, think of how much money you spend on all of that. It's totally backwards.
It is backwards. Mm-hmm. Number 27, Second Amendment protection always. Our country cannot be taken over if we have a united citizen militia of so many people who are ready to protect it. We both have not ever been gun people. I never wanted a gun.
No.
That wasn't something that really crossed my mind ever. But as time is going on and we are at the brink of World War III, it's good to be protected and to be able to protect your family, at least at home. And we think that that protection always needs to stay, because the only reason a government who was founded on one of these principles would want to take that away is because they would do something that you may shoot them over.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Why else would they want to take it away?
Right.
People with good standing should be able, it's not like you just hand out guns to everybody. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
People that have good standing.
Mm-hmm. Number 28 is education reform for all schools, public and private. If you haven't listened to any of our podcasts, Kevin and I are both education majors in college, and we've had firsthand experience in public and private schools. And it's not that people aren't educated. It's the fact that they're educated enough to just repeat what they know without questioning anything. We need to put in schools, like Kevin was just talking about, your Second Amendment, right? We need to teach survival skills. I have a list here because this stuff is important. Mm-hmm. Mental survival skills, just different things about everyday life that you don't learn. Stuff about relationships and actually teaching kids how to think critically and to question things. They're taught not to question. They're taught just to memorize.
Another brick in the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, the Pink Floyd. Yeah. If you haven't seen that music video, you should watch it. It's a little disturbing, but it's true. Just student-led programs, fostering creativity, individualism, and placing kids in areas where they are interested, where they want to excel. You can put kids in different areas. They can study what they want to. I mean, think about people like Mozart and Mendelssohn and Bach. They started studying when they were kids, did it all throughout their teen years, and became, you know, geniuses. So, like, that idea of fostering creativity is really what is needed. You can't control people to fit into a box.
Yes. And you shouldn't force someone, for example, someone who's not the best at math or chemistry or science. Why force them to take those classes when they're, let's say, good at history, psychology, sociology,
or maybe
English?
Yeah. Or they can be a craftsman. They can study religions. They can study cultures in different countries. Like, they can really, and you can keep those basic things, math, music, all of that stuff that is also important for brain development.
Yeah, let them dive into the things that they enjoy most.
Number 29 is about telecommunications and the internet. This stuff should be free for everyone. Internet, especially when you consider zero point energy has been available for the last 100 years. It's a scam. It is such a scam that keeps people in debt. Think about your phone bill and having to work with Verizon Wireless. And it's very corrupt, and our grid is not capable of sustaining much longer. And they're going to blame global warming, climate change, our sun, but it's all a scam.
It's a monopoly is what it comes down to. You know, you get your two, the two that you can pick from are the one that's obviously maybe better, who knows, but it is a monopoly. Mm-hmm. And by working with them for the past 15 years, you can see it. But it's your only choice. No. There hasn't been enough research even done on 5G to be implementing that on a nationwide. It's another one of those things that there's no backup research done for any of these programs that they initiate. We're just going to throw it. We're just going to start spraying the sky.
There's no transparency. They cover it all up.
I'm going to send 5G through the air and microwave you.
And you wonder why all the insects are dying.
That is such a great point. The biomass of everything is, you barely see birds anymore. Insects, like, is rare.
I know.
Where it's scary. And
sad.
The weather manipulation and what they're spraying in the skies, because we have the video footage. Millions of people have the video footage. They keep saying it's a conspiracy theory, but on CNN just the other day, they were like, but it also could be from the adverse effects of solar geoengineering, which is chemtrails.
Cloud seeding.
It's gray all the time out. It is a wrinkle in time. It's depressing as hell because you know what sunny blue days are
and how
frequent they used to be.
Yeah, and how much it affects your mood, for real.
Yeah.
You know?
It's, on top of, like, COVID, and then suddenly it's just gray, and it's...
For a whole entire week. You might, sometimes you get an hour of sunshine, and then it's gone again.
It's out here, it's just insane.
Yeah.
It's never ending. It's an ongoing thing. This is a humanitarian cause, and it's really about people wanting and advocating for change and for a different than the status quo that we've been forced to live in, that so many people have been forced to live in. Join, we love to communicate and talk with everyone and shoot us a message, whatever. We want to continue this on and start to do more events. And we're still very fresh. We're still new. We're trying to get so many things organized on not just our lives that we're living, but with everything else with the business. And we do have some exciting news.
Yeah, we do. Oh, we're dropping some merch this week on our new website. So you can get our logo on a fun white t-shirt. It's a crop top for women. We've got our Can't Be a Joke caps and our favorite, this is Nikola Tesla, the goat.
The goat.
Yeah. And, it has our beautiful logo on back in navy and green. So we're super excited. We've got some other fun space-themed products too. Follow us on X if that's where we have most of our conversations. We keep you updated about our podcast. We've covered human trafficking and the coronal mass ejections in some of our recent episodes. So be sure to check those out as well.
We covered a lot of different things. Zero point energy. I mean, I think we have 9 episodes so far, mm-hmm. and we're going to keep going. And there's so much more to talk about. It never ends. It's just like,
look,
we'll do a pod on it. Let's do a pod on it. Lastly, we just want to say, prepare for the worst just in case. We're not trying to spread hysteria or fear, but through what we've researched and what we see going on right now, the best thing that you can do is be prepared and to have a backup plan and to know what you're going to do if the power goes out, if there was to be some big event here with whatever. Everybody should be prepared, and something that you should be talking about.
Number one is have a backup plan with family and friends, your neighbors that are friends with you, get a small community of people together, know where to meet and all that stuff.
Form a collective with your neighbors, be on the same page. and we will stand united. Have food and water on reserve. We've already stocked up a good amount, we would say. I think it's good to get some of those on reserve and put it in a little, get those on reserve. You can put them in a little tub to make sure no mice or anything can get into it to keep make sure it's safe.
Learn how to build a fire too, because you know you might have to boil some water or heat your food the old-fashioned way.
Right. Fire starter.
Number three is have self-defense. So an axe, a rifle, a bow and arrow, have all of those things.
Yeah, why not?
Pepper spray.
You need an axe anyway for yard work, usually.
Yeah.
It's just good to have things in your home in case anyone was ever to try to break in. There, right now, it's fact. People across the entire country, there's a huge influx of their homes being broken into. So it's something that when it comes down to it, do you want to have something there to be prepared if it does happen?
It could happen anytime. So these things are just, you know, thinking about power outages in the winter. These are just like things that if you didn't learn it in school, get prepared. Like just write this list down and make sure that you start checking it off.
Yep. Invest in a generator. There is a really good one on Amazon right now. It was like $1,000. I can't Champion. Look that up. It takes gasoline and propane. Then you can still power. You could buy a bunch of little tiny space heaters. You could power your house on space heaters if the power went out and you don't have to. It's a good thing to have for so many reasons. You could also get a solar generator too as a backup
Yeah.
You could bring it camping, anything. It's, yeah.
Oh. Number five, get a map of North America with roads. We got our giant road atlas. So National Geographic, order yourself one of those.
$20 on Amazon is a no-brainer.
It's great to have.
Yeah. Here's another one that should be getting delivered soon. Get a wood fire stove just in case you have it. So then you can install it if you have a home where you could install that. This also goes for anyone that lives in like an apartment. This is forming collectives with people around you and having backup plans. Yeah. But if you do own your own home, it's good to have a little wood fire stove and maybe some backup wood so you could heat your house in the winter. Always a good idea.
Number seven, plant farms and gardens, or you can plant in a community garden that's in your neighborhood, any area that will allow you to have access to your own food. You can get a chicken coop. If you have the space, you can get a little billy goat. So you can have fresh milk and cheese and make sure to get big bags of rice and extra dog food, all of that stuff that's important. Canning goods and stuff for pickling and preserving. We've got a lot of updates for you about the farm that we are building in the backyard. Yeah, so
the majority of American homeowners have a big yard. Like it could be in any part of town, and a lot of times you're still getting, unless you're in downtown Boston, there's no space there. But if you have a yard, there's so much space that people aren't utilizing. Start utilizing that land.
Mm-hmm.
Before they try to say no that you can't garden. I know that there's a spot in Oregon right now that they're actually saying, no, you can't garden. That they want to privatize it. Once again, why is Bill Gates buying 20,000 acres of land in Nebraska?
Yeah.
No, Bill.
There's not this scarcity of land and water. It's a hoax.
It really is a hoax. Zero Point Energy is real. Yeah. Stan Meyer invented the hydro car. There's other people who are coming out with these things. Like it's all an illusion that they forced us to live under for so long. Number eight, if you are in the city, have a backup plan for getting out of the city. It's as simple as that. I think if martial law is implemented, riots, if those start going on again, chaos, you want to get out of the city. And I think most people know someone who doesn't live in the city, but it seems like that's... The cities is just a place that seems scary right now.
And warn your friends who are in New York City or big cities like that.
Yeah.
And then number 9, say no to eminent domain. Stand for your rights and property.
If anyone tries to come take over your house, say you can't live here anymore. No. I need a collective yes from America on that, please. Mm-hmm. That you would not let anyone try to take over your home or say that you can't do it anymore. It's not right. But once again, we don't know if that would happen or not. It's just one of those things that we wanted to add in there. That is your property. That is your home. Mm-hmm. That's your fortress. Mm-hmm. No one can take that from you. Not even the banks.
Thanks again for tuning into this episode. To stay on top of everything we're doing, from news updates, new episodes, and new merch drops, follow us on X, Rumble, and YouTube by searching It Can't Be a Joke.
If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and comment on your preferred streaming platform, and check out our merch shop in the show notes below. We are always open to hearing your ideas on how we can make the world a better place and bring down this elitist cabal trying to control every aspect of our lives. Despite the forces we are up against, band together and don't stop looking up.